Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. The Insider Report. Hey, Kat, how you doing?
Hey, Bruce. I am alive and with you on Monday morning. I had a long weekend of traveling to the valley to get my alterations done for my wedding dress, because that's coming up. And survived the drive back.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you were a human pincushion for a little while there.
You said. You know, just for a little bit there, you know. Lots of practice and learning not to lock your knees, so...
Yeah, don't pass out on them.
Don't want to pass out on the big day, so got to practice around there of not doing that. So yeah.
Right on. Now, how far is that away now?
It's going to be in November, so it's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very soon. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Big day.
I could have told that by your voice, for crying out loud. All right, that's great. That's all right.
How was your weekend, Bruce?
Hey, it was all right. As I was saying, the producers before we got on here, it was a NASCAR and football filled weekend. It was great. I'm a Oklahoma OU fan, Sooner fan, buddy of mine back in Virginia. Not only did I become a NASCAR fan when I was 8 years in Virginia, but I became a Sooner fan too because of a buddy of mine. So it's like, that was a pretty exciting game. If anybody watched it, that was a wild one. They made a comeback, like reminded me of the old 80s 49ers and stuff like that, you know, 50 points below in the third quarter. And, they come back and win the game, you know what I mean? Type thing. You know, it's like, geez, it wasn't that ridiculous, but it was pretty good, man. It was like a major comeback. And then it was like, NFL, I'm a fan of the NFL as well. And then NASCAR, of course, it's getting, man, the playoffs and everything are here with NASCAR. So it's like getting wild and down to the bone and a little hairy out there on the racetrack when they're doing it. So that's always exciting. But yeah, that was it. Pretty much that. Enjoyed the weather out here. And yeah, that was it. Me and old Junior just had a good time, good weekend. So yeah, I hope everybody out there had a good weekend as well. Got out and did something. I know we talked about it last week. I just don't remember what was going on this weekend, but there's been something still going on into the winter. We'll be talking about more of it today. So instead of rambling on, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest. We got the Oregon South Coast Fisherman, otherwise known as the Castaways, Mr. Dave Keene on board with us. Hey, Brother Dave.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Kat. Good to be here.
And what in the heck? I think the waters have been pretty calm out there. I've been seeing a lot of fishing boats out there when I'm going over the bridge and stuff. So what is going on out there?
Well, you're right. It finally calmed down enough to get outside. So I had numerous people going out for bottom fish, of course, which is still open. The five rockfish, two lingcod, and one cabazon, still available. I had some friends bringing some really nice halibut during that calm time. So getting to the halibut grounds was great, you know, since it was calm, a lot calmer than it has been. So we still have about 2,700 pounds left of our 8,000 pound quota for halibut. So halibut season does go to the end of this month, October 31st. So it looks like we'll be fishing till the end, which is good. We won't reach our quota. So hopefully when I get back from my little trip, I'll be able to go out and get a halibut just for the heck of it.
All right.
So to speak.
Yeah, just for the halibut, my gosh. That's right.
Couple other things though. Crabbing has picked up. The Dungeness crab has definitely picked up. We're getting crab, real nice ones, solid, full ones, big ones. So that's encouraging. People are pretty excited about that. I was able to get out and do some crabbing and was rewarded nicely with quite a few big jumbo crab.
Oh, so sweet.
That was good. Right on. Now, coming up for us as a fishing club, we haven't scheduled a formal meeting yet. I'm looking forward to hopefully having one before the end of the year. But some of the activities we're doing tomorrow, our fishing club will help ODFW set up the Ferry Creek net pen. Ferry Creek Reservoir is up in Brookings, actually fairly close to Azalea Park. And every year we set up the Ferry Creek net pen, and then we will also receive our first load of 20,000 little baby Chinook salmon smolt.
All right.
And we put them in this pen and we'll acclimate them for 2 weeks. And then we'll let them go into the Checo River and receive our second load of 20,000 Chinook smolt. So it's a pretty neat process. It's a really neat program that we have going. We need to feed them every day. So some of our volunteers, we volunteer to go up there and feed the little ones to keep them healthy. So that's coming up.
I just like the word smolt. That's cool.
Smolt. Smolt. It's a good word. Every time I type it in the computer, it says I misspelled it. I don't think the computer knows what a smolt is.
No, obviously. I've got one of them stupid computers as well.
Also, the famous Salmon Rodeo will take place this month. This is where we will meet again and help ODFW net the adult Chinook broodstock in the Chetco River. And then we take them by truck, keep them alive, of course, to the Elk River hatchery where we will spawn them and make babies, which then come back to the Chetco River. So it's quite the process.
Yeah.
Quite the process. But it's a lot of fun. We get a lot of people that turn out for the Salmon Rodeo just to see all the excitement. It's pretty interesting when you see a net pulled in and there might be 50 to 100 large salmon in the net.
That How do you get the out. Saddles on them?
Good one. Wait, where's your bell? You got to get your bell. Yeah. You know, let's go.
There we go. Yeah.
I want a bell now.
Yeah. Salmon Rodeo. Is there a Greaser Chinook contest too? Yeah. I got a million of them. We can play this all day long.
I got another. Maybe two things. One more thing. And then in December, just finishing out the year of our activities, in December, we do the salmon carcass scale collection. Volunteers float the Chetco River and we look for dead salmon. It's a pretty stinky, smelly business, but it's very important to collect the data, getting the scales and submitting them for scientific study.
And the perfect month for it as well.
Yes, of course.
Halloween.
Coming up. That's true, Halloween.
Yeah.
But a lot of cool stuff happening with our club. Just anxious to hopefully get together with the club meeting soon.
Yeah, okay. Right on. Well, thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure to hear from you and have some fun there about the old fishing. But I'm glad it's been really nice out there and the crabbing. Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. So
maybe I can get Kat some crab for her wedding. Maybe
there you go.
Help her out there.
Oh, that's a sweet offer, but it's going to be at my dad's cabin in Nevada. Right. It'd be a little hard to transport.
I'll mail them. Hey, well, congratulations, though, on your wedding.
Thank you so much, Dave.
You bet.
All right. Well, have a great one, Dave. Always good talking to you from the Oregon South Coast Fishermen. That's right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All righty. That's always fun. Hey, before we get going on here, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. And as per usual, if you'd like to sponsor the Insider Report or one of our other fine shows on the KCIW their lineup, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and get on your merry way. And then before we get going on with the show, I'd like to point out that all events are subject to cancellation or require masks and social distancing. Yeah. Well, since there is no Cat's Corner today, we are just going to go ahead and move right into the music.
Yeah, let's look at the music for October. So Don Beckner is playing Saturdays at the Farmer's Market from noon to 2.
He is, and at the Inateca on the 15th, they've got the Mighty Steelheads at 8 p.m., and on the 29th, they got Stephanie Latour and the Reverbs at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Just another note here that the Mighty Steelheads are playing at the Inateca on the 15th at 8 p.m. What was that about?
Department of Redundancy there. Okay.
What was that about checking the schedule there, Bruce?
Yeah, I didn't do it, did I? I was supposed to move that down towards the bottom. Now I see what I did right when you said it. I was like, oh, that's what I missed. It was in my head. All right. Hey, I got Tiger Lily. His schedule going on here. Mondays, he's at Zola's on the Water from 5 to 7. And on Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m., you can hear him down there at Harbor's Farmer's Market.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the Farmer's Market, Rat Brush is also playing Wednesdays. It doesn't list a time that he's playing, but he will be there at the Farmer's Market on Highway 101.
I figure he just sits there and jams all day. I don't know. Yeah, he didn't give me a time on that one. Hey, and Lon Goddard, he'll be on the 15th at the Brookings Elks Lodge from 6 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then Checo Brewing Kill on the 29th of October at 5 o'clock is going to feature music from Aurora. Now it's time for some funny stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, I dug back in the archives with the original funny girl, old Fanny Bryce. And she said, "You think girls are going to stay stars forever? I should say not. Any minute now, they're going to be out. Finished. Then it'll be my turn." And then she said, I'm a bagel on a plate full of onion rolls. Sounded good. I had to put that one down. Yeah. She says, I never liked the man I loved and I never loved the man I liked. I thought you ladies might can relate to that one somehow. And then she says, I come out before an audience and maybe my house burned down an hour ago. Maybe my husband stayed out all night, but I just stand there. I got them with me right there in my hand and comfortable. That's my job, to make them comfortable. Because if they wanted to be nervous, they could have stayed home and added up their bills. All right. Some wisdom there. Funny stuff from Fanny Bryce with Cousin Bruce. Until next week, hey, keep us smiling. Yeah. Something about it. That was cool. Fanny Bryce, yeah. The unsung hero there.
And then getting into some meat of the show here with the Whimsical Griffin at 615 Checo Avenue. They host a Friday night game night. It features Dungeons & Dragons, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, etc. Game nights are open to all games. You can RSVP for these events at the Whimsical Griffin's Facebook page.
Yes, you can. And the Brookie Harbor Farmers Market on 101 is Wednesdays and Saturdays from 10 to 3 p.m.
And we have, once again, the community kitchen schedule. On Mondays, St. Timothy's hosts a 9 to 11 a.m. breakfast. Then on Tuesdays, St. Timothy hosts a noon to 1 lunch. On Wednesdays, Star of the Sea Catholic Church takes over for a noon lunch. Then Thursdays, Presbyterian Church has lunch from 12 to 1. And then Fridays and Saturdays, it's back at St. Timothy's from noon to 1. And then on Sundays, St. Timothy's hosts a dinner at 4 p.m. And hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right, g'day, Cat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that Einstein was flown to the United States to observe alien bodies? Well, it could be true, and here's the story. Recent recordings of the event state that Einstein and his assistant, Dr. Shirley Wright, were flown by secret agents to New Mexico in 1947 to examine the debris of a crashed UFO with dead extraterrestrial bodies supposedly inside. Well, Dr. Wright said the alien craft, which reportedly crashed in July 1947, appeared damaged on one side. She added, it was disc-shaped, sort of concave. Its size stood up to one-fourth of the hangar floor. The body of the ship was what I would call today a rather reflective material, but when you got up close to it, it was rather dull. The spaceship was surrounded by guards, photographers, and specialists who were studying it. And Einstein even studied the UFO's propulsion system, Dr. Wright claimed. She also said she and Einstein were also shown the corpses of five extraterrestrials. To me, she said, they all looked alike, all five of them. They were about 5 feet tall, without hair, with big heads and enormous dark eyes, and their skin was gray with a slight greenish tinge. She also claims that Einstein wasn't disturbed by the alien evidence and even said it didn't surprise him that aliens would visit the Earth and that not only would mankind learn more about the universe, but it would also be a beneficial to humanity to make contact with other beings and their advanced technology. Einstein supposedly also said that it would be a benefit to both planets if we were able to reach out and communicate with an alien world. Dr. Wright kept the secret to herself for nearly 7 decades but refused to go to the grave with it. Shortly before her death in 2015, at the age of 85, she agreed to be interviewed, and the tapes are available to the public. Well, all the bushwhacker can say is this was one story that was out of this world. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Beer with History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Hey, you know, I've got an open mind to that sort of thing and all that. And it's like more evidence is coming out nowadays and some crazy stuff is happening. And I'm just saying, you know, my theory was always like, it would be rather egotistical of us to think that we were the only ones in the whole universe. You know what I mean? Whether we're getting visited or not or all that good stuff, there's been proof that's going out there that's starting to come in, but it would still, you know, I would not think we'd be the only planet with life on it. There's too many galaxies and planets and everything out there. So, boom, that's my soapbox right there. But it was a good story. I like it. And if Einstein was part of it, that'd be cool.
Certainly a good story.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's take a look at the schedule for Gypsies for the month of October. Robbie will be taking appointments for tea leaf readings and tarot card readings for the month of October. And Tally will be taking appointments for Saturdays in October. You can book reservations for Akashic Records, Theta readings, Timeline, and Hypnosis sessions. And Kid is doing tarot cards. There are a fee for these sessions. You can call for appointments and to make reservations at 541-813-1882.
Yes, you can. And Curry Public Library, located at 94341 3rd Street in Gold Beach, has several things on their lineup. They've got a watercolor meetup group on the 14th. Interested in watercolor? Bring your projects and work on them with other painters. You can drop in between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Thursdays in the upstairs conference room of the library. And if you're new to painting watercolor, while this is not a class, there are experienced painters in the group who can help you get started. And also, they've got a movie nights going on. The first one here is an outdoor movie night with Goosebumps. This is happening Saturday night, October 16th. They will be filming the screen free of cost. It'll be outdoors with a start time of approximately 7:45. It depends on the weather and the light conditions. Of course, in the event of rain, the movie will be rescheduled. This film is rated PG. And then they've got going on Saturday night on October 30th, there'll be an outdoor movie double feature. You can join them for Halloween Town. Starts around 6:45. And the film is rated PG. And then you can stay for the second movie, Creature from the Black Lagoon. And that's happening around 8:30. This film is rated G. You might want to call the library at 541-247-7246 the day of the event. Check the event status. Feel free to come a little earlier to settle in, get some snacks, and get ready for the showtime. Please bring your lawn chairs, blankets, jackets, pillows, or watch for the comfort of your car. They will have concessions by donations and restrooms available in the lobby of the library. And that's what was going on at the library.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the Fantastic Fungi Global Summit is happening on the 15th through the 17th of this month. It looks like they're featuring day-long events beginning as early as 8 a.m. This is a free virtual fungi summit hosted by filmmaker Louis Schwartzberg. You'll access live specialized panels, cutting-edge experts, live music, food and cooking demos, Q&As, and an immersive fungi experience. They'll be exploring mental health and psychedelics, consciousness, food and foraging, environmental solutions, innovations, art and visionaries, and much more. You can reserve a spot for this online summit by going to www.fungiglobalsummit.com.
Yeah, right on. There we go. And sticking with the theme of mushrooms, there's a Forest Mushrooms of the Pacific Coast online event going on. And this is a 5-part webinar series, plus optional field trips available there. So it's mushroom identification, ecology, and evolution for California and the Pacific Northwest. It's happening on Tuesdays, 10/19, all the way to 11/16, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, with a Q&A to follow. You can join Maria Morrow, a botany professor, and Christian Schwartz, author of Mushrooms of the Redwood Coast, for a comprehensive introduction to the forest mushrooms of California and the Pacific Northwest. All sessions will be recorded for later viewing. To register, you just got to go to www.backcountrypresses.com.
Mm-hmm. And then the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at 102 Park Avenue in Brookings, is presenting Jamie George on the 27th of October at 7 p.m. Join professional violinist Jamie George for this inspirational concert. His forceful, expressive mastery of the violin has delighted audiences around the globe. Jamie has dedicated his talents to sharing the love of God through sacred and classical concerts and special appearances the world over. You can call 541-469-3030 for more details.
That's right. Hey, you just want to let it go, man. Well, then you can, it's easy. All you got to do is go to Letting Go with Guy Finley Q&A. These are inspiring free live talks on being fearless, free, and fulfilling your higher life purpose. These are happening on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. All you got to do is go to guyfinley.org/letgo. Yeah, mm-hmm. Inspiration on the air.
Mm-hmm. And then moving down to Brookings here for the Checo Public Library, they have some events for the month of October. And the first is an ongoing series called How Novel. How Novel is an interview series put on by Adult Services Manager Eric Dongelmans, covering discussions with local patrons and their favorite books. Each episode will be between 5 and 15 minutes. It will be released once a month, each starring a different Cheka Library patron. If you're interested in being a part of these interviews, you can contact Eric at the library or by email at eric@chekkolibrary.org. And then on the 13th of this month at 10 a.m., they have their monthly youth book review. A book review by the youth librarian will be added to the Cheka Library Facebook page. Then on the 20th, they have Halloween youth activity bags. Fun youth activity bags with a Halloween theme will be given away at the library annex. And then on the 25th at 4 p.m., they have their online teen book club meeting. Those interested in attending teen book club can contact Laureen at laureen@chekkolibrary.org. or by calling the library. And then from the 26th through the 28th, each day at 5 p.m., the Cheka Library is having a triple classic horror feature event. From Tuesday the 26th through Thursday the 28th, the library will be doing free online Zoom showings of classic horror films to hype up for Halloween. You can check their Facebook page or again email Eric for the Zoom link. And they are featuring on the 26th, The Little Shop of Horrors, the 27th, Ghost Train, the 28th, House on Haunted Hill. And then on the 29th of October, they are doing a giveaway craft bag. They have an autumnal garland DIY project. You can decorate your mantle, windowsill, or tables with a DIY garland made of colorful autumn leaves made of felt and recycled twine. The library will provide plenty of felt leaves and twine. All you need at home is glue and scissors. And again, if you want more information about any of these events, you can go to the Cheka Library's Facebook page, look at their online calendar at chekkolibrary.org, or give them a call at 541-469-7738.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the only movie I'm not familiar with on there, I might after I read the synopsis of it, but it's The Ghost Train. I can't remember that one.
I don't believe I've seen that one either.
Yeah, one's kind of like as a one out the blue there. It's, sounds good.
Sounds creepy.
Yeah, there you go. Ghost Train. Yeah. Hey, a Nature's Coastal Holiday in Brookings here, doing a light stringing party at Azalea Park. This is happening on October 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Take pride in the Festival of Lights by helping set it up. They are in need of 80 people. 80 people to string lights in the bushes and trees for just 4 hours. This is a big community event. Your turnout ensures the entire park area will be decorated. And without your help, they will need to scale down the show this year because they are seriously shorthanded, people. So don't let that happen. And you can watch their Facebook pages for updates as the event gets closer. But yeah, there you go. Light string and party. Oh, they always manage to make it through because everybody turns out, you know, and helps out. It's all good. It's a big thing. So
yeah,
they'll
definitely
have plenty, I'm sure. It'll be great. It'll be a good deal.
They always manage to pull it off.
Yep. So show up, people. Don't think there's going to be everybody there.
With your help.
Yeah, that's right. With your help. Yes. That's right.
All right. And hey, it's looking like maybe some coordination for a film festival or something needs to happen in future years because the Cheka Brewing Co. is presenting an homage to horror movies.
That's right.
This is going to be on the 30th of October from noon to 8 p.m. The Cheka Brewing Warehouse will be showing scary movies on their giant screen. You can check out their Facebook page for more details.
You can, yeah. Homage, I love that word. The H is silent, yeah, and you can't hear it either. Yeah, okay, here we go. Hey, Alter Ego Studios at 520 Wilson Avenue in Crescent City is presenting a spooktacular haunted house. This is happening on the 30th. They got two different scare times. A kid-friendly scare is from 4 to 6 p.m., and the real scare is from 7 to 9 p.m., they say. So you can get spooked with a trunk or treat to follow after. There is a fee for this. You can go on Facebook and check out more stuff. That's all they had on. I didn't have a phone number or anything. But there is a fee. So there you go.
And the event center in Gold Beach is presenting the Ghoul Beach Trick or Treat event on the 31st of October, from 3 to 5 p.m. This spooktacular trick-or-treating is happening at the event center in Gold Beach. Trick-or-treating will take place outside in the main upper parking lot. You can look for posted signage for parking, flow, and current CDC guidelines. Please bring your own candy bag. This will be co-hosted by Gold Beach Main Street and the Event Center on the Beach. For more information, you can give Lindsay a call at 541-247-7029.
That's right. Yeah. Event Center on the Beach. Okay. Hey, we're down there to that point now. We're a shout out to support local businesses. We just want to make sure that everybody gets out there, especially during this time. And a lot of new businesses are popping up. So get out and support them. A lot of businesses have been going on and they're making it through all this stuff and staying open. So make sure, you know, even though the hours are cut down on some of them and everything, make sure you get out there and shop local and support the small businesses. Kat, you got anything else to throw at us? Or
you know, nothing official for the rest of the month of October. So,
yeah.
You know, I might be a little light on Kat's corners until I'm a married woman in about a month or so. So, you know, just bear that in mind for the next few weeks here. And then I'll be back and refreshed and ready by mid-November to be writing once again, once a week.
That's great. Yeah. That's going to be good times there. Yeah. Well, there's still stuff going on and all that good thing. And Halloween's going to be coming up. And as time goes by, we're going to start seeing more Halloween stuff coming up and everything.
Mm-hmm. But
I do have a special note here. I was seeing on Facebook, Star Trek's Captain Kirk, William Shatner, he will be boldly going into space. They were going to do it on the 12th, but they changed it to the 13th. He'll be launching from the Blue Origin facility. Now, here's the good part. At 90 years of age, William will be shattering the record for the oldest person in space. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook, the Shatnerine. I had to go for it. But isn't that cool? I mean, the guy was like, I mean, Star Trek the captain, they boldly went where no man has gone before and everything. And of all of them, William Shatner, old Captain Kirk's going to go into space for real.
That'd be cool for him.
Yeah, and I believe they're going to, I saw that the other day and I was like, well, this is great. That'll be cool. And they're going to televise it. So why wouldn't they, of course?
Oh, yeah.
And I was kind of bummed when they said they delayed it. I got on really quick to see, okay, what happened? And it was just a weather thing. And they're just waiting until the next day to do it. So it'll be it was going to happen tomorrow. Yeah, it'll be happening on Wednesday instead. But that's pretty exciting. That's pretty cool, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, that is an opportunity right there in its own right, is to sit there and, hey, you want to go to space? You know what I mean? It's like all you got to do is pay this small fee. What is it, like $250,000 or something like that, I think?
Something like that, yeah. Something that's beyond the reach of most people's wallets, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, if everybody could afford it, everybody would be going, I guess, except for, man, you're not going to be catching me. I'll be one of those guys that's like, hey, everybody, we got to move to the moon. I'd be like, well, you guys have a good time. I'll just hang out and make sure...
I think the producers are giving us the fly and fickle finger of fate here, Bruce. Sorry to interrupt.
I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, hey, all right then. I guess we better get out of here. So I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Tom, for all the great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And that's it. We got no more. Want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Inside Report. Make sure and check out the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor. And beyond, KCIW 100.7 FM. And you can tune into the Magical Musical History Tour as we go on another musical journey to the past with the Thirsty 30s. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Inside Report on KCIW.org. And if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to KCIW.org and downloading the podcast. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, we'll see you out there. Bam!
Music credits for the preceding show go to kciw.org/credits.